Welcome.
Hey.
To Wenches of the Round Table.
Yeah. How's it going this afternoon, crew?
It is going so good.
Too good?
It's so good. I love what we're doing here. I really think it's great. And I think that we really, really need to lighten the load after that episode.
Lighten the load. Listen, I got plenty of stories about loads for you.
Stories about loads. Let's hear them.
Big
what
loads,
kind of loads?
Big loads. Very small ones. Chunky ones.
Oh, chunky loads.
There's even a bloody one in there.
I mean, I guess blood happens, but chunks?
Yeah, I was very, very appalled by that one. That was probably one of the worst experiences I had.
The chunky load? Okay. I mean, that's probably like my poop rainbow story. Is it not?
Yeah.
I would say so. So tell me about your, all these loads, Beck.
Yeah. So all my loads, which is really funny because I shouldn't be around loads at all. But I was, cause I worked at a fertility clinic.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at a fertility clinic and I was an andrologist.
The andrologist. And what do they do?
They handle the male side of things. Not literally. We don't handle anything, but we do get asked to.
You didn't have to touch the load?
No, I touched a lot of those, but I didn't have to touch the thing that the load came out of.
Did you make nookie cookies with the loads?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Yep, sure did. Quite a few. Several a day, actually.
Several nookie cookies a day. Mm-hmm. What an amazing work that office is doing then, if they're...
Honestly, it was. Yeah, I know. That's probably one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
And also one of the saddest.
Oh, I would say there's some stuff going on there that you could cry about for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, you know, the patients that have a really, really hard time.
Yeah. We're not talking about this though.
This is
we
the funny
know
one.
You exist and you are valid and we love you, but
I'm ready to laugh. I don't
mean here we are going to talk about Beck's loads.
Beck's. God, that's just terrible. I don't even, you know, that's, so, and
tell me about the vibe in the office as your job as a cum catcher.
Oh gosh. I mean, you know, I can't obviously speak for anyone else. But I had a great time.
Yeah.
I made myself have a great time.
I feel like I would have just giggled all day long.
I did. It was a very funny place.
Sir, you need to go do
The deed.
The deed.
Do the do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was always like, you know, it's an awkward situation.
It
no matter
is so
how you
awkward,
cut it.
I'd say.
And there's always one that's got to make some stupid ass comment, you know, or say something dumb.
A dad joke.
No. Like inappropriate.
Oh.
Yeah. Like we had a patient.
Dad jokes to me.
Honestly, dad jokes
I love
in,
the
a, in a jizz
stuff.
Closet. Are
that's
just
the
not,
only.
It's not the place. And they, you know, it's like I don't need to hear your jokes. Just get in there and give me your sample, please.
Well,
I'm tired of looking
you
at you.
You couldn't set the mood for them.
They try.
Damn! What a rude concierge.
I know. I was terrible. You know, and I just really didn't put up with any of their shit either. Like some of them.
Well, I mean, it wasn't shit that you were filtering through there, sis.
Sometimes I wonder.
Ew.
I wondered a couple of times.
Oh,
but yeah. So, what flavor of story are you looking to hear first? What you got? What color? What flavor?
I think since I do love all of the raunchy stuff, tell me the closest raunchy one you have. The one that's gonna make me go. Ooh.
I had to think about it for a second. I had to put them in order, you know, because it's all cringe no matter what.
I'm sure. I mean, it's a fertility clinic.
Yeah, you really can't get around that. There's just vaginas everywhere and penises and probably
penises all over the place.
We'll probably have to beep that out. I don't even know how. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But so probably the worst. And this one, like it, you'll have to forgive me because sometimes it's hard for me to talk about it without gagging.
Okay.
And it's hard.
Oh, we might both puke.
There's a lot of things that are hard
right
in this
now.
Story.
It's okay.
Okay, so we had a patient come in. And there's a whole process, like when you're doing, you know, IUIs and IVFs. They're both very different procedures. They're very involved. But this patient was coming in for a procedure. I can't remember which one it was. But either way, I think it was an IVF. But he provided his sample. He took fucking forever. God, I hate it when they took forever.
It's probably hard for that person in that room.
It is, but like...
It's almost like going into a bathroom where there's...
But no, we made it very comfortable.
Doing their makeup and you're trying to take a shit and you just hold on to it for a second just because you're so nervous.
Mm-hmm. And then it just all comes out and then you miss and have to scoop it up off the floor. That happens a couple times too. But no, it's very comfortable in there. First of all, the TVs are huge. All right. Okay. It is the prime...
Do you play porn?
Oh, it's on tap. Like, there's, like, website subscriptions and all sorts of... They have everything. Like, it is the best place to masturbate.
At the fertility
No, you can't. Okay. Well, you can access the internet. Like, you know, there's a proxy on some of it. But, like, you can do anything.
And that's just common. That's what they go in and do.
And it's very spacious in there. There's a fan. There's a noise machine, a sink.
Make them comfy.
Mm-hmm. Because, it's uncomfortable. So you're trying to make them comfy.
Okay.
But yeah. And, so they have a great space. It did get a little hot in there though. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of friction.
If sex isn't steamy, I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, not this kind. Stunk.
A steamy cream pie.
Gross. But, yeah. So this guy, he, took forever, got on my nerves. And brings his sample out, right? And, you know, like, they're clear cups. You know, it looks like a piss cup if you've ever had a pina cup. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And he handed it to me, and it was a decent amount. Okay? It was a decent amount. And you have to put it in an incubator for 10 minutes before, then let it liquefy, right? Mm. Before you can process it. Okay, so
so it like separates and comes together in some way and changes texture.
Yeah, it melts.
Interesting.
That's kind of the best way I know how to describe it.
Okay, because I now know what that feeling is.
Yeah, it is your body temperature.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that is.
So incubation.
Yeah, we incubate it for a minute. So, it wakes the little spermies up and they're swimming.
I've been a sperm incubator before.
Oh, my God.
We've both had that job now.
Yeah, but yours came to fruition. Mine, I left.
You didn't birth any kids while you were there?
No, but I sure made some.
Yeah, you made a lot of babies.
I did. But, no, so he gave me a sample, put it in the incubator. It did its thing, right? And it's supposed to look a certain way when you pull it out. All right, they all kind of look the same. You know, it's relatively close. But so I pull it out. I look at. I'm on the bench, right, working, and I'm trying to suck this shit up into the pipette because you have to. There's a whole sheet that you have to fill out that they need over in embryology to do what they do, and so like you have to fill it out. Like there's this whole analysis sheet.
Okay.
And you have to measure like the volume and what have you.
You gotta get really close. You gotta count it and do a sperm.
Yeah, and
weight.
So I'm trying
all that stuff, right?
You don't weigh it, but I was trying to get the shit into the pipette, and it just was not. It wasn't doing it. It was not doing it.
Too thick.
Yeah, and so and we have
the thick with three C's.
Mm-hmm. And we have this stuff called a viscosity treatment that you put in, and it makes it thinner and easy to work with, right? So I did that. I'm like, okay. So I do that, put it back in the incubator, let it do its thing, pull it back out. This motherfucker still won't come. And I look in there, right? And there's a fucking chunk. There's a chunk in there.
What causes that?
I don't know. I don't know.
If there's any nurses listening, will you let us know what causes chunks in your sperm?
Like, I don't. And you know, we made note of it. On the sheet, because you're supposed to like make note of any abnormalities. But yeah, there was a chunk in it.
How did that make you feel?
I about threw up. Because when you pull it up into the pipette, it strings out of it. And it, like, if it's too thick, it'll pull it right back out of there.
Oh my God. Like venom.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Like an octopus getting out of a tiny hole.
Yeah, and I spilled it on myself several times.
No! Yeah. Just because the texture difference?
It was ungodly. Mm. I have never been so close to death.
Did you smell it?
I always smell it.
Did you taste it?
Of course I did not taste it, but I did smell it.
Yeah.
I would hope I didn't taste it, but it would. Ugh. But yeah, so.
Bless his heart.
He had chunky.
Well, did his babes come to fruition?
I don't remember.
Did he have chunky babies?
I don't think so. I don't. Well, so.
Like cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Like cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Milk and the whey.
Oh, yep. That's terrifying. Okay. I'm doing everything I can do not gag.
Your eyes are getting a little watery.
Yeah, that's. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he had chunky. And then.
There's the poop rainbow story.
There's the poop rainbow. Oh, but see, mine get better.
Okay.
And this is just really my whole experience at the fertility clinic really just made me lose all respect for men in general. It is just.
I could see that.
Y'all are some nasty creatures.
Yeah.
Nasty creatures. Now, not all of them.
What did you find out about these men that made them nasty to you?
Okay. So we had several offices, because decent sized fertility clinic, but we had several offices, like satellite offices in different spots. And I would go like fill in if, somebody wasn't around.
Yeah.
And so I went down to one of the satellite offices, and they don't see as many patients because they're smaller. So like it's a little bit more laid back. It's a whole different environment than the main clinic. And so I got there, and their collection room is a lot different than the main lab.
The collection room.
Mm-hmm. The cum closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they had a full couch in there. It was a nice little futon pull-out couch.
Lay down.
Literally. It was nice. But, you clean it. You sterilize it and do a bunch of stuff. You clean it really well between patients. Right? And I went in there.
You did.
It's part of my job.
Bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was part of my job. And so I would go in there. I went in there, right? I'm cleaning and I'm doing the thing. And there's two elements to this story. Okay. So on the seats that the men sit on, we put like puppy pads down. Well, they're like puppy pads. They're surgical pads, but they look like puppy pads, right? Yeah. And the first thing that caused me to lose my faith in any man is when I go in to take up the puppy pad and there's fucking skid marks on it and I can see your fucking ball sweat. I can see the outline of your hairy balls.
Ass, bro.
And yeah, you got a skid mark there back there, man. That didn't itch.
Oh God.
Like you didn't know you had swamp ass.
One of my besties is a waxer and she's told me some shit stories.
Right? Literally.
Yeah.
Like, get a wipe. They make dude wipes if you're that worried about it. It's not gay to wipe your ass.
And at the same time, like, did mom and dad not teach you? And that's the thing is, I'm mom right now to a little boy, and he's got some issues sometimes. But anytime I see something going on down there, I'm like, bruh.
Go back and try again, man.
Bro, what do you need to get all this off? Because if you need to have a full shower, then take it. We don't walk around with crumbs in our butt crack. Like, nobody wants to smell your butt crack crumbs, for one. And for two, it's very unhealthy to have butt crack crumbs.
Yeah, it itches.
Nobody wants a dingleberry dude, you know?
No.
And like, wipe your motherfucking ass. I have hemorrhoids, and I can still clean my ass better than some of these men probably could.
Listen, you can certainly know how to pivot better.
Yes,
but,
I do.
Like, yeah, so that was the first thing. And then, so the skid marks on the puppy pad do better. And behind the couch, this is the second thing, okay? Behind the couch in this collection room.
Why are men this way?
Exactly. Somebody had pissed in a fucking cup and put it behind the couch. Now, when I take a patient back to this, to the collection room, I give you three opportunities to use the bathroom. Three.
Why is there not just a toilet in there?
I don't know.
Because there's a sink in there, right?
Piss in the sink.
Right.
I don't care. Piss in the sink and wash it down.
I've peed in the sink so many
times. Me too. Drunk and not.
Yeah. And in the bathtub.
Right.
Like you've got options, bro.
Right. First, you don't wipe your ass and then you piss behind my couch.
Yeah.
When you could have pissed in my sink.
What if it's like a male squirting situation? Where like,
well, it's all a squirting situation.
He squirted like female.
Well, that happens all the time. Actually, it's
so there's pee in sperm when it comes out.
Well, it's the other way around. Like there'll be sperm in your urine. If you have a blockage, okay. It'll back up into your bladder.
Why couldn't it be both ways?
Well, I don't know. But if that happens, you don't have anything coming out at all.
Oh.
Other than, yeah.
I don't know how penises work. I don't have one.
I mean, I know more than I care to.
I'm sure you
for
do.
For not ever being around
one. Is this why
one.
You're gay?
Probably. Yeah, absolutely after this, yes.
Yeah, you were gay before it.
I was gay before, and I'm very gay now.
Yeah. Don't like, want
no
anything
question.
To do it.
Absolutely
this
not.
This reminds me of that one time that I took my best friend. He's my one of the roosters of my crew. I took him to the Shitty Titty.
Oh, and it was still open.
Oh, he's still traumatized. He still talks about it.
Well, yeah, you took me to the Shitty Titty.
But I feel like putting you
that was an institution.
In a fertility clinic.
Oh, absolutely.
Is kind of like the same situation that he went through.
putting me in a fertility clinic, you know, honest to God, and, you know, bless my boss for hiring me. Like, you know, I still am very appreciative of that. But, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Like... But I did love it. I really did love it. And I do miss it. I miss it every day. I don't miss these men. No.
So we got skid marks. We got pee in a cup, which mm-hmm. you only do when you're in a car and can't get out, bruh.
And use a cup.
We
like
all
a big
know
cup.
This. Like it's
a
okay
big
to pee
gulp,
in a cup
man.
In one situation, there was a sink there. Pee in the sink. Right. Wash it out. There's soap.
Mm-hmm. And ew. Paper towels. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have a mama. That's okay. My mama didn't teach me that much either.
Yeah. Well. But yeah, so that happened. And then, you know, everybody always had a favorite patient, right? And we had a least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We had several of those.
Was
actually.
It favorites determined on the sperm or the human?
Both.
Oh, God.
Both. He was a subpar human and had subpar sperm.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, he didn't have any.
It goes hand in hand.
He didn't have any sperm. Oh, but, awesome. Which, fun fact, here's your word of the day, is azoospermic.
Azoospermic.
Lacking of sperm.
Lacking of sperm. Was there other secretions that came out besides
the sperm?
Oh, yeah,
there's still fluid. It's there's just nothing.
So he still, like, got off. There just wasn't any dudes in there swimming around.
I don't know if he got off or not, but stuff came out. But anyway, so this man. So, you know, we do semen analysis, right? And we did a lot for, like, the VA, because, like, people would come in and do vasectomy, like the VA does vasectomies and all that stuff. So we had a lot of vasectomy patients and they were coming
where you're
to
just
check.
Checking the count.
They're just checking to make sure it worked. But we we had this man, and you know, he was a special man, and you know, I'll never forget him. He was, if I remember correctly, he was pushing 80s.
Oh.
Yeah, he was up there.
Why was he in the office?
I don't know.
That's
I don't
weird,
remember. I can't remember what
he's
it was
still doing
for.
All that jazz at 80?
I don't remember why. But this man was straight out of Vietnam. Like, he was still wearing his fatigues from Vietnam.
Okay.
His wallet was
one of
about
those
8 inches
dudes
thick.
That would wear aluminum foil on their head.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And he didn't know how to use a computer. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. He came to the clinic with MapQuest directions.
Oh.
Yeah. And
are they still a thing?
For him. Good he printed for them. And get this, he printed them off at the library.
Oh.
He went to the library to come check. Literally, come check. But no, so this man, and you know, when I go get him from the waiting room, I just kind of did a double take. I'm like, what?
Why
are
you
here?
Sure?
Did you drop somebody off? Like, you're somebody's dad, you know? No, it's him. And so he's going, and he's loud. He's a real loud man. Mm-hmm. And I bring him back, and he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And so he goes to the bathroom, and I'm standing there waiting, and bitch, he must have had prostate issues because it took him forever.
Yeah.
So he finally waddles in, comes in, and I put him in the room. And, you know, we shut the door behind them. And normally they lock it and go about their business. He didn't. He, like, cracked it a little.
Oh.
And he goes, what do I do with this? Looking, like, pointing at the TV and stuff. And he's like, what do I do with this? He goes, do you not have any magazines?
Oh, and I'm he like, needed a Playboy.
He did. I'm like, no, we don't have any.
I used to look at my dad's Playboys. I think that might be why I love boobs.
You know, it's a standard thing. It's fine.
Yeah. Boobs are always great. Wanted to be a Playboy bunny, but I was never skinny enough to.
Whatever. You'd be better now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, I didn't have any magazines to offer him. So I had to show him how to get onto the porn website.
Yeah.
I had to pull it up for him. I pulled it up.
Did it feel like you were sitting there with grandpa ready to jack off?
Mm-hmm. And so I get it pulled up and he's like, well, what do I do now? I pull up the website and I'm like, well, you pick a video and because there's really no delicate way to say it.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, you pick a video and then like, I need you to ejaculate into that cup. And he's like, what? I'm like, you know, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. You know, because if you offend them, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, pick a video and I need you to ejaculate into this cup. He's grumbling. He's like, okay. And he shoves me out the door and shuts
yeah.
it. And I go into the other part of the lab. And it's like 4 o'clock. We close at 5. Mm. And there's nobody around really. Like everybody's kind of in their office, patients. It's the end of the day on like a Monday, like nothing's happening. And all of a sudden you just hear, he had discovered how to get the porn, right?
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't hear it.
Oh.
So he turned the TV all the way up. You could hear it all the way to the back of the doctor's office.
Oh, God.
Everybody was, like, coming out. It was just a shit show.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing. I was just like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and, like, God. You can't stop him and tell him to turn it down. Right. He couldn't hear it. He needed help.
That's, maybe we need headphones, but then we don't want to be touched with those hands.
Those headphones, yeah. Yeah, so he turned it all the way off, and we had to listen to Ukrainian women. And see, that's another thing. My favorite thing to do when we had a little bit of downtime is I would go in and look at the browser history. And you could pinpoint it because of the timestamps who watched what.
Jeez.
And you would be very, very shocked.
Porn to faces.
Yeah. And some of you, I'm
What was
I'm
your most shocking porn that you found on the TV? Like, that guy might have needed to go to jail for that or something.
Well, we, like, and they have a really bad habit of, like, leaving it up on the TV. Like, they don't even have the decency
Could
to close the window.
Could you imagine how anxious you would be in that moment if somebody, like, handed you a dildo and a cup and said, here, we need your
I would at least clear the browser history. Like, I know that. I grew up in the computer age. Fuck.
Yeah, that's different, I guess.
Yeah, you can't tell me none of these grown men don't know how to delete their damn browser history. Yeah. And if not, some of y'all need to learn.
Yeah,
quickly.
There's some people out there that don't. I have to reset my dad's password for him every 2 weeks. Yeah. You know, like he just not bad about it.
No. Probably the worst porn I think that was ever left up and playing. He left it playing. We'll probably get in trouble for this at some point if we ever get monetized. But it was three grandmas.
Ooh.
Like, no, like old.
Yeah.
Like dead grandmothers.
Like zombies.
Yeah, like grandmothers. Mm. Like, you know, Betsy Johnson-esque.
I bet Betsy still gets it on.
Oh, she absolutely does.
Let's get it on.
Yeah,
I could
but
see it.
I didn't want to see it.
She probably got
and
one of those
I did
big
see
old
it.
Tentacles or something.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no. I saw that. I saw Too Many Parts of Mammal.
Oh, bless. I seen Too Many Parts of my granny, too. Mm-hmm. She got in the hospital for a little bit. I'm such a caretaker. That's just who I am.
Yeah, me too.
But there's something different about grannies, and it's not that it's unattractive. There's something that's beautiful about aging. But when you see somebody who you have an expectation about performing an act that you don't think that they mm-hmm. should be in. Mm-hmm. It's very shocking.
Yeah. Especially when you walk in just trying to do your job and it scares you to death. Like the volume is up, like it's going.
There was, I think it was on Mad TV or something like that. Whenever we were younger, there was this, skit with this old lady, or they had dressed her up as an old lady. And I don't know what they would put in their mouths to give that like stringy spit situation. Mm-hmm. But she was always, it was like a sexual skit. And she was always putting her tongue out with that stringy, nasty spit.
That's disgusting. And
that's one of the things that makes me go ick is a tongue.
Yeah.
I can't, don't. And especially like, no, like Biden and his tongue, keep that shit in your mouth, bro. Nobody wants to see it.
I just don't. See, I don't watch TV, so thank God I don't fucking see anything.
I don't much either. Mm. We don't keep up with that news anymore, but
yeah, I don't.
Gross.
If I wanted to go to the circus, I would just wait for Barnum and Bailey to come around.
Truth.
But yeah. And here's also another fun fact. If you take testosterone, it depletes your sperm count.
Hey, that's a fact for the world, especially around here. I know a lot of these fellas, a lot of my girls' fellas be taking that testosterone.
Yeah, so if you want to start a family, you probably got to stop that.
Yeah, and it does good things for people who need it. Mm-hmm. It does great things.
There's
for
nothing
those
wrong with
who
it
need
at
it.
All. But if you're trying to start a family, stop, and it takes 3 months to regenerate.
Okay. Well, that's helpful information.
Yeah, I learned that. And it was really sad sometimes because, like, you know, these guys would come in and they'd be super, super excited. But they also just started going to the gym.
Yeah.
And taking testosterone replacement because they want to regrow their hair or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'd come in and they'd have a normal semen analysis at one point, and then they'd come in after taking the testosterone and it would be just nothing.
Oh, bless.
We had one guy, he sobbed. I felt so bad for him. He's like, did I mess up my wife's cycle? It was so sweet. Aww. It was so sweet. It's refreshing to see some of the men excited to be in there. Like, they're so ready to help.
There's some really good dads out there. Mm-hmm. There are some really good dads out there. Mm-hmm. And it's so sweet when you see a good dad, too. Like, whenever my husband, he's not their real dad. He's their stepdad. But whenever he plays with my kids, like, I'm like, baby, let me rip you out of there and take you to the bedroom. Like, that is the most beautiful thing, is whenever you can love your children as much as your wife does, you know.
Especially when the kids aren't yours.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right? That's a huge deal. And I'm very lucky there. But, seeing a man love and like encourage and educate and, teach lessons to a kid is very attractive to me. Like that's big deal. And that was one thing whenever my husband was talking about wanting to get married, I was like, you have to love my kids before we do that. If you don't love my kids, there's no point. We just might as well save up for the divorce as soon as it happens.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't get married until we did. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And like, you know, I mean, even though it went terribly, you know, like I got the opportunity to like be a part of two kids' lives that weren't mine. And I love them.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, I got to be a mom for 2 years. And because me having children will be my choice. You know, obviously I have to go out and seek that out. Yeah, you know, I can't just accidentally. It doesn't.
What do you think is going to be your method of choice if that happens?
Well, I don't think I'm.
You don't want any?
No.
I don't blame you, man. Kids are fucking hard.
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, the two kids, like, you know, one was a toddler and one was getting ready to be school age. So, you know, I had like two very distinctive ages. You know, like one that's like learning how to be a human and the other one who's learning how to spell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And which was so nice.
There's a lot that happens in between there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But, you know, like, because I know I'm never probably going to have kids of my own, it was nice to have that time.
Have that moment. Have that experience.
And I loved them. I love them so much. It does. None of the rest of it matters. Just, I loved them.
Yeah.
And hell, if they showed up at my door today, I'd let them in.
Well, that was like kind of like your shining light in that whole situation that I've heard. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure that it was impactful for them too. So,
But
kids are hard, man.
Yeah. And fertility is a hell of a journey.
Yeah.
And a confusing one. So any of you that are going through it, keep your head up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really difficult.
I have seen miracles.
You have not failed. Mm-mm. as your role here, even if you're having issues or you can't.
Well, I think that's the one thing that, that one of the doctors like said that really, really, really stuck with me is because, you know, I always considered, you know, what am I going to do if I go to have kids? Like, I'm going to have to do an egg retrieval and an IVF and all the, this, that, and the other, which I've since decided not to because it's that's whatever. I did that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go play and get cats. But she said, I remember her comforting a couple because they just, it wasn't working, you know, and there wasn't any visible reason why it shouldn't have worked.
It just wasn't.
It just wasn't happening. Yeah. And she told them, she goes, you know, sometimes it's no one's fault. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's, you can't, it's not, you can't control it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with you.
There isn't. And I mean, there are some other options out there, and we definitely need help in our foster community everywhere. And I know that it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. But when you have that love in you, like you do.
Yeah.
And like my husband does, like it's going to be impactful.
Yeah.
And there are some people out there that I feel like that's what you're meant to do in this world. So there's definitely options out there, and you're not a failure if you can't have a kid.
No. And one of the things that, like, especially since I've seen it here lately with like recent legislation and things like that, especially with, you know, like overturning of Roe v. Wade and all that mess. It really muddies the waters. And we're not getting into that. We're not discussing it. But what really gets on my nerves is especially like seeing people we grew up with, like having families and stuff. Now, it really galls my hide when people say that, like, you have to be married or you have to be in a solid relationship to have a child. Like, some of my strongest patients were single parents by choice.
Yeah.
And they didn't need nobody.
Yeah.
They ordered their sperm from the sperm bank and they shipped it to me and I went and put it right in there. You know, like I don't feel like the family model is,
it's changed.
It's not applicable anymore.
Yeah.
It's so different.
And I will say, cause like there was a brief time there that I was a single mom, and for a long time, in my own home before I left and became a single mom, I felt like a single mom. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of times where I felt like I wasn't getting the help, but I was very mentally ill and I need a little extra. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And single mom life is hard.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is so hard, especially when you're working and you've got this heavy load on your shoulders just for societal standards anyways. And then you add a couple of kids on top of it who are arguing or need help with their homework.
Or potty trained.
You only get to see them for a couple hours a day. Like, that's a fucking hard thing to do. But you know what's harder? Doing that with a spouse that is not agreeable and doesn't help. And
it makes you a single parent even though they live in the same house.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of people out there that make it worse. There's some spouses that are abusive and all these other things. So there's a lot of things that would lead a single person to want to have kids and to do it on their own.
Yeah.
And you do have to be strong to be a mama. I don't care if you're one in a perfect household.
Yeah.
Being
it
a mama
grit.
Takes some grit, man.
Yeah.
Because those kids, like, they have taught me so much.
Oh, yeah. And so we'll continue.
Much. Yeah. Every day they teach me something. Mostly it's patience.
Yeah. Yeah, patience and grace.
Yeah.
And how, yeah, just how to not go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So what's your favorite fertility story? Like the most like bang for your buck?
Bang for my buck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Spank for your tank. Come for your bucket. Jizz for your fridge.
Jizz for my fridge. Well, don't keep it in the
nut
fridge.
Nut for your cup.
Nut for my cup.
Nut in the cup.
My
nut,
favorite.
Nut in the cup.
Honestly, though, it's probably a positive story.
Okay. Tell me.
It's not so funny, but...
That's okay.
No. This... Just because I can't think and all of the nasty ones have clouded my brain, and I've already told you. But actually, no. best bang for my buck. I'll cut it out.
Nut for your cup.
Best nut for my cup. So one time we had a patient and he very, 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 very much did not want to participate. He did not want to be there. He made it very clear. Yeah. Right. And we can only do so much.
Yeah.
Right. But
what was he there for if he didn't want to be?
His wife wanted to start an IUI cycle and he just was
He didn't want a kid or he just didn't want to perform.
He didn't want to perform.
Okay.
He's like, I already have kids. I don't have to do that. Okay.
It's almost like I'm here admits that I have something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Why is that such a mindset?
Right. But so wrong with him was right. But so I finally get him in there and he's just grousing around and fussing and fuming. Goes in there, takes literally 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. Like, and this, you know, we have two collection rooms, but like, it backs up. Like, they schedule every 15 minutes, which I don't know what man is ejaculating in 15 minutes. He died or something. I don't know what happened, which that's happened too. We had patients pass out because, because you're not supposed to ejaculate so soon after having your blood drawn. And he went in there and he passed out.
Okay. Poor buddy. This guy took 2.5 hours. Yeah,
took 2.5 hours. And finally he comes out. He's fucked up our whole day. Okay. Like, I'm pissed. My boss
is only one jizz closet.
At that place, there were two, but we had a lot of patients that day.
Okay.
Like, it was just when y'all show up.
What's the normal frame that you give patients to?
45 minutes.
Okay.
At 45 minutes, we knock.
Oh.
Because,
so you knocked every 45 minutes on this 2.5 hour journey.
Yeah.
Jizz journey. Yeah.
And finally, he comes out and he kind of like throws the cup at me. Stupid bitch didn't even close the lid. And
no.
It was fine, but I didn't look at it. I just kind of stuck it in there. And so I pulled it back out when it was time to do the analysis. And so like the guy comes in 30 minutes before their new patient appointment. So he's doing this semen analysis while his wife's going through having her blood drawn and all that stuff. And so the idea is by the time he's finished, they will reconvene and go meet the doctor together. So the doctor is waiting on us to complete this analysis so that they can go over it with them in the appointment.
That's and a quick
yes,
deal.
Right. So if you can't perform, like you're fucking it up. You're clogging it up.
That puts a lot of pressure on him too.
It does. And this man's already pissed and he was being a little twit.
Yeah.
So he goes, he leaves, and I pull out his sample. And the first thing that alarmed me when I looked at it was that it was brown. Like deep brown.
What causes that?
We still don't know. He had to have had something going on.
Too much poopsie?
Or an STD.
Ooh.
But I have no idea. We told the doctor and even she was horrified.
It was flavored.
But it was brown. That wasn't the first thing. Yeah. And the second thing is that it was such a small amount, I couldn't even pull it up into the pipette to measure it.
Oh.
So like I couldn't even do the analysis because it was such a small amount.
Wow.
Like it was literally one drop.
Well, I mean, maybe every man who acts in that direction has an issue with his sperm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why they're projecting that way as absolute cunts.
Maybe. Well, and he, the best part about all of that was, so I took that report to the doctor and told her, I was like, this is bad. Like, this is real bad. Like, she goes, oh my God. Like, she was horrified. And so they come back out not too long. I was going through the atrium to get another patient and I just kind of, you know, eavesdropped as they were going out the door. And she was like, the wife was bitching at him. Because apparently, like, she'd found out that he'd cheated on her. And, like, that, yeah, it was a mess.
Oh.
It was an absolute mess. And that shit like that happened all the time. All the time.
Oh.
Yeah. You learned about infidelity real quick.
Yeah, I'd say so. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Poor baby.
Talk about the drama.
That poor baby.
Well, there wasn't a baby yet.
But the woman that was trying to have that.
Oh, yeah. She was pissed.
And I mean, because whenever you want to be a mom, it took me a little over a year to get pregnant with my first, and we tried real hard. Mm-hmm. And when you want to be a mom and you see, like, there were several of my friends and people that I had taken care of and that had gotten pregnant in the time that I was trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And the passion that was involved there and all that drama and the feels. And then you add in somebody cheating on you mm-hmm. and you finding out at the appointment that you have probably had to argue with him the whole mm-hmm. time to get him there.
Oh, yeah.
And him degrading you and making you feel like shit.
Oh, yeah. And that's exactly how it was.
Fuck you, brown cum, dude.
We had a couple of those. There were a couple of really sad situations.
I would say so. I would say so.
A couple of horror stories.
That was a hard job, huh?
It was, but it was very rewarding.
Rewarding.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I would go back.
You choose your hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and they sometimes couldn't choose their hard, which is, you know.
Just couldn't get hard.
Exactly. Precisely. So, yeah.
Precisely.
So, that was your slippery story time. For today.
Slippery load for the day.
Mm. Put down your wet floor sign. Watch your step.
Don't step on the mess. You might slip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
You shouldn't have brown cum. Go get that checked out.
Yeah, you might want to rub that out. Get some bleach or something.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening.
We've enjoyed having you here.
Having you here in my cum closet.
In the cum closet. The
cum closet. But we're working on social media and getting that started. We're going to hopefully start a page here soon.
Yeah.
So when that, be on the lookout for that. And then
social media mogul is going to be a new title compared to jizz janitor.
I don't know. Let me get my mop bucket. My WAP.
Your WAP.
My WAP.
The WAP.
Yeah. So like and subscribe and come hang out with us.
Yeah. Tell us what you think too. Definitely rate us after you listen.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.